Concert Hall, presenting two outstanding American artists, the young pianist, Webster Aiken, the glamorous singer, Helen Jepsen, both introduced by your Concert Hall host, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, and welcome to Concert Hall, gentlemen. Before we start with our program today, I'd like to ask you of our studio audience to help me introduce a change in our regular program procedure. I'm going to ask you to please refrain from applauding the artists after their performances. From letters that have reached us, I've learned that the more music we can offer and the less we interrupt the mood of our soloists, the better our programs will be liked by our listeners abroad. Naturally, we all like the sound of applause. But our real reward is the applause which we cannot hear, the gratitude of our audience overseas. I forewarned our artists that the lack of applause here from now on will not mean a lack of appreciation, but rather a courtesy extended to those for whom these concerts are intended exclusively, men and women of the United Nations. Webster Aiken, who opens our concert today, has not appeared in Concert Hall before. He has, however, been touring the United States extensively and used to concertize in Europe before the war. He hails from California, where his father was a newspaper man. And while his dad wanted him to follow in his profession, young Aiken was more interested in piano than in typewriter keys. Encouraged by his mother, he became keenly interested in music when he was only 5 years old. Ever since then, music has been the most important thing in his life. Webster Aiken has devoted most of his musical career to the playing of the old Viennese masters, and he opens the program with Variations for Piano by Haydn. Mr. Aiken.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aiken. Now, Helen Jepson is no newcomer to concert hall, and each time she appears, I wish we had television better perfected. Because every time I meet Miss Jepson, I have trouble making up my mind whether I should just look at her or listen to her sing. If we had television, you'd know exactly what I mean. Helen really is one of the most beautiful singing stars I know. But then she is such a fine artist that even you people who can't see her will welcome her return to concert hall. She will first sing the popular Ouvre ton cœur from Bizet's Karma. For her encore, Helen Jepson has chosen another favorite from the opera world. The jewel song from Gounod's Faust is one of the most melodic and often performed arias of the entire operatic literature. Yet its constant and not always perfect performances have taken its luster and beauty away. I'm sure, though, that Miss Jepson's singing will help to put back the aria to the place where it belongs, among the musical favorites of all time. Miss Jepson.
Si, 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 c'est le moment, frère, un moment, je sais qu'on donnerait. Voici justement, au fond de la cassette, un miroir. Oh!
Thank you, Miss Jepson. Mozart has written so much and such consistently beautiful music that it's hard to say exactly where or when he reached the pinnacle of his career. The rondo which Mr. Aiken has chosen to play next is as fine and superb a work of Mozart as anything you're likely to hear. He wrote with an abandon for his favorite instrument, which has made his piano music an inexhaustible source of immortal music. Webster Aiken is now going to play the Rondo for piano by Mozart. Mr. Aiken.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aiken. And thanks to you, too, Helen Jepson. It was wonderful having you both with us here today. Well, gentlemen, now that we've eliminated all studio applause so as to dedicate this program completely to the greatest artist of our time and the immortal music of all times, why don't you write to me your requests for concert hall? Just send me a letter, and I will do my best to try and comply with your wishes. And while we're on the subject of writing, let me suggest to you once again to use V-mail. Not only on special occasions, but to use V-mail regularly and exclusively. It's the best and fastest way to communicate with your loved ones at home. And you might draw their attention to V-mail once again, too. No letter can get lost. No letter will be delayed. V-mail is your mail. So use it, won't you please? And now this is Lionel Barrymore thanking you for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore. And fellows, if you want to follow Mr. Barrymore's suggestion, just send your request to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is Ken Niles signing off and saying so long. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.